From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, speaking about the ongoing military bombardment of Ghouta. The regional director of the International Committee of the Red Cross in the Middle East now says that aid workers should not have to risk their lives to deliver assistance after heavy fighting impeded efforts to get aid to people trapped there. Robert Mardini said his group was taken aback by the fighting that broke out despite guarantees from the parties involved that this conflict and the humanitarian aid could enter the towns of Douma in eastern Ghouta.
Eastern Ghouta has been besieged since 2013, but a relentless assault over the past 3 weeks has seen the Syrian army capture half of the territory, and it's estimated to have killed nearly 1,000 people. The intensity of the assault has drawn international condemnation and demands by UN agencies for a humanitarian halt in the fighting. They've only been able to get a fraction of much-needed food and medical supplies into the area, where an estimated 400,000 people are trapped. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his main ally Russia say the campaign in eastern Ghouta is needed to end rebel shelling of Damascus and the rule of Islamist insurgents over the area's civilians. Capturing the enclave would be the latest in a string of victories for the Syrian regime since Russian jets entered the fray 3 years ago. And it would be the biggest blow against rebels since they were driven from Aleppo in December 2016.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson canceled his Saturday events in Kenya to recover from an extraordinarily busy schedule. He's expected to resume on Sunday.
We believe that there are actions that need to be taken in Kenya, and that they need to correct certain actions like shutting down TV stations and threatening the independence of the courts.
This is VOA News. The White House says that the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. U.S. Naval War College National Security Scholar Tom Nichols on whether the Trump administration is prepared for the talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. Britain has expected to hold a second meeting of its National Emergencies Committee a Saturday in response to a nerve-agent attack on a Russian former spy. The March 4th attack on Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury, Southwest England, is being treated as attempted murder. Both are said to be in critical condition. Prime Minister Theresa May has said that Britain will react with the appropriate response if a state was found to be behind the murder attempt. France and India have signed agreements intended to boost cooperation in the nuclear, energy, space, trade, and defense sectors. French President Emmanuel Macron says that the contracts are worth $16 billion. Partial results released Saturday in the race for Sierra Leone's new president show no one, not one person, has a strong enough majority so far to win Wednesday's polls as election observers criticized the country's police for intimidating opposition members before and after the vote. With results in from about most of the percent of the polling stations from each of the country's 15 districts, the ruling All People's Congress Party candidate, Samora Kamara, is in the lead with 44% of the vote. However, a presidential candidate needs more than 55% of the vote to win in the first round, or there will be a runoff between the top two candidates. And California officials have released the identities of the gunman and three hostages he killed at a veterans facility in Northern California. He has been identified as 36-year-old Albert Wong. The dead hostages were all mental health workers at the Pathway Home. They've been identified as 48-year-old Christiane Lober, 42-year-old Jen Golick, and 29-year-old Jennifer Gonzalez. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.